You shall give testimony. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Did you know that Saint Teresa wanted to be a priest? Oh no, she wasn't one of those liberal nuns on the bus, as they say today, who give testimony only to the bankrupt revolution of Vatican II. But spare a thought for those poor sisters today. Once upon a time, they were indeed spiritual mothers to generations of children to whom they taught the Catholic faith. In obedience, they followed Vatican II and gave up their habits and their faith and their Holy Mass and all of the rest. And now I think that the conciliar bishops find that they go on their bus a little too fast and a little too far, and so they've thrown them under the bus, the sad, bitter fruits of the revolution of Vatican II. No, I'm speaking of a true nun. Thank God some remain today. A true nun who was cloistered, and it was a measure of her deep faith and her immense love of God that she had this holy desire. Remember that characteristic of the little flower. She was a little soul, but she had very big desires. Ever since she was a girl, she said, "I want to have it all." And so, for love of God, she desired to be an apostle and a missionary and a martyr and a hidden victim soul in the cloister and a teacher. And a preacher, and a priest. But there was another reason. I think that she once said that she would like to be a priest, even if only for 20 minutes, to give one decent sermon about the Blessed Virgin. You see, she had suffered a lifetime of sermons which so exalted Our Lady so high above us, emphasizing only the extraordinary, the miraculous in her life, as to obscure the reality of our Blessed Mother's life with its trials and its hopes and its pains and its joys, the same in that sense as ours. And thus to render her perhaps a little bit too far apart from us, impossible to imitate, leaving the audience gasping with amazement, St. Teresa says, with oohs and ahs, but not too much to take home in the practical department of encouragement and imitation. Last week, with all of our fives, we never got to Fatima with its five-point plan from our Blessed Mother. You know, the first is the five decades every day, and then the second, the faithful accomplishment of the duties of your vocation, your daily duty, and the third, sacrifices, don't forget that, for the conversion of sinners, and the fourth, the brown scapular, and the great help towards that, chastity, according to your state of life, and then the fifth is another five, it's the five first Saturdays. Wouldn't it be lovely if these children could make their first Saturdays and their first Fridays starting very soon after their first Holy Communion next month? These are utterly practical. They're a way really to carry out with Mary what a great servant, St. Louis de Montfort, gave us as the five means of salvation. Humility of heart, continual prayer, mortification in all things, abandonment to the divine providence, and conformity to the will of God. That sounds a bit abstract, but we'll talk about that today. In the light of this five-fold plan, look at Mary. And in the light of St. Teresa, look at Mary, and you'll be able to be filled not only with admiration, but with a good plan for imitation. It seems that preachers back then 19th century France, portrayed Our Lady as a kind of the sun, a beautiful image. But you can't look directly at the sun. You would be blinded by her glory. And they used to say that Mary as the sun obscures the stars, that is to say, the saints. St. Teresa, who was an original thinker, took exception to that. She said, how strange that would be, a mother extinguishing the glory of her children. I believe quite the opposite, she said. I believe that she increases many times the glory of the elect. And again, we must so speak that people will be made to love Our Lady. And how? Why, we know well enough, and here's that great statement from her, Our Blessed Virgin Mother is Queen of Heaven and Earth, but she is more Mother than Queen. St. Teresa shows us how to love her as a mother. And not incidentally, St. Teresa also, a spiritual mother, a consecrated religious and nun, she shows how to love. She shows women how to be a mother. After all, motherhood asks only one response, love, the complete response of the child to the affection of her mother. St. Teresa shows us, we're all children of a mother, are we not? And of two mothers indeed, what is our duty that we have towards these mothers? And she shows too why it is no wonder that worthy or true motherhood is synonymous sooner or later in life with martyrdom. And a mother's must be necessarily a broken heart. We speak often about this Fatima theme, the duties of our state of life, that shines throughout the five daily decades we try to pray each day. It sheds a gentle, not a blinding, but a gentle light on our own lives, our daily duty, showing us how we could manage to be humble and in some way to be praying all day, at least by intention, at least by using little aspirations and the odd Hail Mary all day long, how we could practice self-denial. You can't fulfill your duties unless you do. How we could really trust God, his care for us, and how finally, with Mary, we could say, Thy will be done, and bow to God's will. I think this describes not only our Blessed Mother and her chosen child, Teresa, but each Catholic mother and son and daughter, at least the ideal. Well, yes, you'll say, but I don't come anywhere near that. Of course you don't. That's why you need to come closer, much closer, to Mary, this blessed mother of yours. She's what's missing in your life. Do as did the little flower. Take Mary as your model. Take Mary as your refuge. And thirdly, and what mother wouldn't be touched at this, as your confidant? Go to her with everything. St. Teresa once said, from our Blessed Mother, I hide nothing. I tell all. Isn't that a beautiful example of a child's confidence in her mother? In a word, St. Teresa imitated Mary in her life, then sought, when things didn't go well, security in her arms and opened her own heart to Mary's Immaculate Heart. The Virgin Mother, how simple does her life appear to me, St. Teresa summarizes. She learned from her mother, what every mother must, how to live silently, and hiddenly, and how to live by faith. You might catch a glimpse of this in some mother you know, maybe your own. I know I do. There are so many who give testimony by their lives, not with words so much, but by the silent martyrdom of love. That's St. Teresa's phrase. They learned it from her who kept all of these things carefully in her heart, St. Luke writes. Teresa knew this about Our Lady. She knew it all by heart. She went over it day after day. And this is why she brought to Mary's heart, without even thinking about it, instinctively, her littleness, her fears, and her tears. St. Teresa turns to you today, standing on this beautiful Mother's Day in Mary's warm light. And she says, "When I ask a grace of Mary, it is an immediate response I receive." Try it, she told her novices, and you'll see. The Blessed Mother, all motherhood asks for is love. Mothers, ask Mary for the right kind of love, to love your children into heaven, to love them enough sometimes to tell them the truth, to give testimony to them. What a gift. Could we who should be giving testimony to Jesus Christ by our lives and by our faith, could we ask a greater grace today? Do not fear to love Mary too much, Teresa once told her cousin, for you will never be able to love her enough, and Jesus will be very pleased because she is his mother too. Thus do we give testimony, mothers and children together. Thus do we discharge faithfully, as our mother at Fatima reminds us, the duties of our own state of life. And thus do we save our souls. You shall give testimony of me, but Mother does it first. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.